I know what I know. Let the now and know what you know. I know you know
we
it.
We know what we know. But none of us knows a thing about youth hockey.
Hello and welcome to the Youth Hockey Podcast, episode 11. As we head into the dog days of October, which I believe are any day after Sunday, October 8th, what are you thinking, guys? What are you feeling? Is there anything in the air, any mood that you're getting? There's kind of an El Nino effect that's going on in the weather. Is there such a thing as a hockey El Nino?
Oh, it's a tornado.
It's coming on like gangbusters. Yeah, no, that's true. Dave, anything, any weather, comparisons you'd like to make?
Yeah, no, LA's been very odd with the weather here, and big month for the Ralston family because got a lot of birthdays in October and November for our
my birthday's in October as well, so obviously
I'm
quality folk born in October,
getting cakes and that this type of thing.
Like, what kind of cake? And do you go for the round cake or do you go for the rectangular cake, or what kind of cake you go
for?
Ice cream cake.
Little ice cream cake, says Dan.
This is going to sound real boring, but I think we are kind of down to. We had a cake place that I always used to go to, but they closed down. They had this very unique sort of light fruit covered cake.
Well,
unfortunately,
good.
That place closed down. So now I just go to like nothing but cakes.
Heard of them.
Yeah.
I often go and spend way too much on one of those Cold Stone Creamery ice cream cakes because the kids love them. Value tip: you go to Sam's Club, get the cards that are like 25% off, and it takes your $500 cake down to $375. I'm sorry, it takes 25% off. So that stupid ice cream cake that you're paying way too much for, yeah, you pay a little less.
Oh, I see. So you get a Cold Stone Creamery
gift cards.
Card.
Gift cards for 25% off. And I'm just trying to help all the hockey families out there because I know how much money they spend on hockey. They need to spend a little less on cake.
Right. And since you bring up the spending of money, that's going to be one of our topics today.
I found
another way for people to spend more money on hockey, which I know this is why people...
Oh,
listen,
that sounds so good. Please cut into that delicious morsel cake and take us through every luscious bite.
Yeah, well, we haven't done a tech topic in a while. Hockey tech or hockey whatever. So we have we definitely talked about sharpening of skates to the nth degree. And the sharpening in general is, we've talked about the edge sharpening that you typical sharpening you get when you go to get your kids or your skates sharpened. And,
don't forget contouring. You talked about contouring a lot, Coach. I remember that.
They call that the hollow, that part. So we've talked about that. And I would just say that if people didn't hear that, this is things like where, you go and say, I want a half inch or 5/8 of an inch or whatever. And it's, they're going to sharpen that and put, carve out some of that hollow on the bottom of the blade. I don't know what, like maybe season two, we did an episode on that. So if people didn't hear that and want to know what we thought, go pull that out of the archive, I guess. But this one is going to be one I've talked about many times, but we never actually really got into the specifics of it. And that is skate profiling. People sometimes talk about this as call it the rocker. But like in the hockey industry now, it's pretty much referred to as like profiling or skate profile. If you want to like Google and look it up. And
okay.
So there's a... this is where hockey tech just keeps changing all the time and getting better, and at this point there is a whole number of different commercial machines that NHL teams buy, and that places like Ice Warehouse and different these hockey shops. I don't know if Hockey Monkey does this, or, but they bought these machines now, and there's a couple of them that I'm going to talk about. I think one of the older ones is called the CAG or the CAG machine. And I'll start with that just to get you an idea of what we're kind of talking about here. So when you buy your skate and you get that thing sharpened, it comes, you know, with some kind of factory profile on it. And the profile is like the radius of the blade. And when you look at these things, you're going to see that they're going to say they're going to be the radius is going to be measured in like feet, which is kind of an odd thing when you first think about it. But the idea would be like, so from what I have seen, Bauer, I believe, claims that if you get, buy a pair of Bauer skates, you're going to get a blade that comes with a 10-foot radius. So the idea is if somebody conceptually, had a big giant piece of paper and they were to draw a circle that was 10 feet, that had 10-foot radius, if you took that line and you put the skate down, that the skate blade should conform to that 10-foot radius. So 10 or 11 feet is what a lot of the blades sort of come with. Now, for a long time, there were people that sort of custom would give you something different, a different type of profile. But now with these companies like the CAG and another company that I think I've talked about before is ProSharp. ProSharp's this Swedish company, but they got bought by Bauer, and they make this. They make a line of these profiling machines that can do all sorts of different profiles. So I'll kind of get into like the kind of nitty gritty of this stuff. But I hope in general I've described this now as just like, you know, it's sort of the bottom of the blade, how much that blade curves at various points.
I mean, how does it affect your skating?
Yeah, I'll get into that and why these things have sort of become very prevalent. Let's talk about, sort of the gold standard that for years and years people, talked about it in terms of a player and asked, like, what does this player do, which is Sidney Crosby. Sidney Crosby, from it's been documented in a few different places, and I think from the CAG company themselves, uses what's called a 30-60 profile, which basically it's a very neutral profile. And so when you look at the CAG line, it's neutral in that the part of the skate that is underneath the person's foot, like their arch, the basic part, that's going to be the largest part of that is going to be that relatively standard radius. But the front of the skate and the back of the skate are going to be have a different radius that's more pronounced. So the idea is with these type of things that a lot of skaters want to have a skate which has which maybe provides them a little more mobility, a little more ability to make tight turns. So if you've got a blade that's got less of a radius in the front, then the idea is that, well, then that's going to be, it's going to be easier for you to like make tight turns because you don't have to, you can, by adjusting your foot and the rocker of your foot, you can engage different parts of the blade and or not. So you don't have as much of a blade that you have to actually, carve through the ice to make those turns. As this has gone on, there's been a couple different sort of evolutions of the idea. And I started hearing about these things a long time ago. So I'm going to talk about one which has the most colorful name, I think, which is the Zuperior settings. And the idea of Zuperior is that instead of having, like, with the CAG sort of having two zones and only thing you're looking at it, or two radiuses, the only thing you're looking at is how much forward or back on the blade that middle part starts. With Zuperior, the idea was to sort of carve up the blade into three different zones and apply different radiuses to each part of the each of those zones. So when you look at this stuff, you'll see that, like, when you look up Zuperior, you'll see all sorts of different sizes. But the general idea is that the sizes are relative to the size of the skate and the size of the blade in the skate. So, you know, you'll see, like, Zuperior small or Zuperior medium. It doesn't mean that they're different ideas. It's the same idea. It's just, you're trying to apply the one that's closest to, or, you know, match to your skate blade, and you're going to get that, the exact same sort of profile, the same sort of idea. So does this all make sense so far, that, you know, you're just changing different, you're applying sure. different radiuses to the blade in different sections of the blade?
I believe it'll all come together for me once you've given your summation, Coach, but I can tell you right now, I'm still a little bit, I'm waiting, but, you know, I'm like our audience. I need to be educated on things that real players do, and you're a real player. So I'm interested. I did have a question. Like, when do you think this comes into play, where you really start looking for this kind of thing? Is it Phantom and up, or is it like?
I think when you're fairly committed.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah, but
this was also something that was a lot more available to people in really hockey rich places like Canada, where there was a lot more, like, hockey shops, and there were a lot more people who you could go and get a profile done. And maybe also, and, you know, I guess, well, you know, I'm going to get right to sort of the, you know, some of the problems here, which, you know, the first problem is, okay, so I tell you about these different profiles and you say, that sounds good. I'd love to try that, try a profile and see how it feels to me. Well, that may go everywhere from, you know, yes, it's completely viable because there's a skate shop, you know, local to you, where they've got skates that can be put into your skate holder that are already done in these different profiles, and so you can go try one out, to a lot of people who just have, there's no way they can do that, but they can find a place where they could go buy a profiling. So this is kind of the problem. So I'll talk about a couple of the other profiles, just so that people can kind of get an idea of what's likely to be something you'd be interested in. Now, as far as the Zuperiors that I was talking about, they became popular with a lot of players, and we're talking like high-end players and NHL players and things like that, for the extra agility and mobility that they provide, and the feeling that gives the skater, that they're able to make quick moves and quick turns. And for players that wanted to have that extra agility, the Zuperior became pretty popular. I would say, I believe it's probably correct, although it's, you know, it's hard to get a complete idea about this, that a lot of NHL players today are using quad profiles. And quad is exactly what you would think. Instead of having the three zones of the Zuperior sharpening profile, with quad, there's four zones. So, like, to give you an idea, if somebody has like a 7-8 skate, which is, you know, adult size skating, a skate that's, you know, going to be like a medium blade, medium to large. so like a size 7-8 skate, a quad zero is going to have four different profiles on it. The first profile is going to be a 6-foot profile, then a 9-foot, and then an 11-foot, and then a 13-foot. And so the idea is, what that tends to do is, for a forward, it tends to give that person more of a feeling of sort of leaning forward. And that for forwards, since they're a lot of times in that positioning where they're, you know, they want to have quick acceleration, to have a profile that gives them that acceleration and then mobility is very popular. And I think a lot of NHL players are using the quad profile at this point. Now, ProSharp that I mentioned that got bought by Bauer, they have machines that can pretty much give you any of like four of these different types of profiles at different measurements. So they've even got something now, which they call the Ellipse, which is a tech that they kind of develop where instead of having these sort of strict zones, like in the quad where you've got, you know, the first part of the blade, then the next part, then the, you know, middle, and then the back. The Ellipse is doing this profiling, but it's doing it in a sort of graduated, staggered way where there's not, you couldn't like take, you know, a little measuring device and go, oh, that's where, you know, zone two starts. And zone two went from here to here. It's exactly going to be, you know, an inch on this blade because the blade's, you know, whatever. Number.
I think Lance is trying to bounce in here. Lance, you have a comment?
Oh no, I don't want to interrupt the flow.
No, but go ahead.
I do have questions, but yeah. It might veer off. I mean, the two questions. I guess it's a two part same question. Part A is that so guys like Crosby and Kopitar, all these guys. I mean, do you think they're that immersed into the technology of their skate, or is someone
yes they absolutely are, they, because the reason being that all these teams have these machines, and especially now when a newer player comes into like a NHL camp, the first thing they're doing is going through their equipment and they're going through their skates and they're asking them, because now this is, you know, this is the world of tech where kids are into. Look, Lance, like your sons were huge, you know, gear guys. They were into, you know, all sorts of different, you know, how many different types of sticks and skates did they try right over the years? That if, because we're, you know, because this wasn't like our generation, we might not have known this, but you know, I would not be surprised if, unbeknownst to you, one or both of your sons had their skates profile. Like, I don't know, you know, it's possible, but I think that a lot of them are younger kids are sort of into this. And the other thing is, like, it makes a qualitative difference. I can guarantee you if you've got some blades that were done these things, and that's the other thing. Now we have, again, tech where I can just, you know, I've got a pair of skates where I can pull a lever and pop a blade out and put a different one in and try a different blade with a different profile. That didn't used to exist, but now, you know, everybody has it. So,
right.
So when they go to, you know, these players that are developing, you know, prospects or whatever, they're going in, they're getting an education in this if they didn't already have it, and they're experimenting with it. And these companies like Bauer are going in because they have this equipment, but like, a lot of NHL teams had these CAG machines, hence the Sidney Crosby thing. The Penguins had a CAG machine for years, and the players there were getting one of, you know, seven or eight different types of options based on probably experimentation. You know, they probably tried, they had their blades done in a certain way, tried it out, and they, you know, preferred the feeling of one versus another. And so, like I said, Crosby, more of a neutral thing. Other players want to have the feeling that their body is sort of being pushed forward in the forward direction, which you get with a little less blade. And like I said, it, you know, less with a more pronounced radius on like the frontal part of your blade, it does make it a lot easier to turn. You know, you can turn quicker and feel like you're coming out of a turn faster. So this is why I say a lot of NHL players are using this. It's, you know, kind of got out there. It's sort of known that different players are tend to use it, different ones. If you look up Zuperior, you can find a list of 7 or 8 players from some years ago that were all using that Zuperior. I remember just looking at, I saw an article recently and, or, you know, post recently, and it was talking about like 4 or 5 players. And one that jumped out to me was like Mitch Marner, that plays for the Maple Leafs. So, you know, you've got these marquee, well-known players, they're using them, and then you can look at how they skate and what they're able to do on the ice and question, well, is some of this being maybe, provided by or enhanced by the fact that they have these profiles. So just to get down to brass tacks on, you know, and before this thing gets too long, you can look some of these up. I guess the questions, the obvious question is, well, if I like this idea and I want to get a pair of skates profiled, what can I do? Well, you know, you have to know the size of the skate, the size of the blade, but from that you can purchase profiling from a bunch of different companies now. And like, one of them I mentioned before is Ice Warehouse. They purchased a bunch of these ProSharp machines. And so you can pay them and just go onto their site and say, yeah, I want the quad zero. I've got, you know, a medium sized skate here, and they'll give you a price. The prices of profiling is going to be something like somewhere between $30, $35 to $45, $50 to get it done.
And what age do you think that should start becoming important?
I think it can be whatever age you want to do it, where you think it might be beneficial to your kid. I mean, when you think about it, like the fact that you get a stock blade and the blade comes out of the box with this basic 10-foot radius that might not be good at all for the way your kid skates is, you know, it's what everybody gets. And if you don't know any better, you might not know that the kid that's, you know, on the team that seems way more agile than everybody else maybe has some equipment, you know, and has a profile that's just better for the type of skating that kid's doing, helping them versus maybe them fighting against it.
Is there any like list of like what players have what profile, so you could maybe look at your kid and maybe compare that to a list and say, okay, well, he plays a little bit like this, maybe he should try this, or is there anything?
Well,
like
that's kind of why it really comes down to, I would say for most people, your interest should be in either Zuperior or quad, and just think about those and pick one or the other and try it out. Like I said, the Zuperior, when you see all these different numbers, don't be confused by it. There's one Zuperior. It's the same radius, but the radius is either, you know, it is shrunk or increased based on the size of the blade. So all you're looking to do is match the size of the skate that your kid's wearing to Zuperior and go, yeah, I like the idea of maybe my kid being a little more agile and maybe he's a forward and, you know, we're looking for a little more acceleration, or the quad, same sort of idea. I do want to just throw it out there that even if you go and you look up on ProSharp and they say, yeah, you're wearing a size 8 skate and thus quad zero would be the quad for you, for some positions that might not be the best profile. If you're a defenseman, it might be that the feeling of a quad zero profile is going to make you feel not as stable and sort of being forced forward more than you want to be. You want to be more sitting down, sitting back. So it's possible then to have something, you can still get a quad, but one that's less, a way to get one that's less aggressive would be to go up one. So get the quad one instead of the quad zero, which even though you have a size eight skate and you should get a quad zero, you can get a quad one. Well, it's just going to make it, you're still going to have the same four quadrants, but the radiuses of each quadrant are going to be less extreme. So, I mean, in an ideal world, your kid could just get, you know, try these out. And I would just say for people, you know, start by looking and seeing what local skate shops you might have. If there's local skate sharpening shops, they might have, you know, they might sell profiling. And if you have somebody there, then you can go in there and say, well, this is what we're thinking about. And maybe they've got blades for you to try out.
Can I recommend something as well?
Yeah.
If there's not a guy behind the desk named Doug, don't do it. Mm-hmm. Doug is like a very good northern name. If you don't have a Doug in the, ask him. Just like, it's like, yeah, my name's Ralphie. No. Is there a Doug? If there's no Doug, I really would move on to the next skate shop.
If Doug comes out and then goes, hey, the name's Douglas.
He's not Doug. No, there's no way that any Doug I know would ever come out and say he's Douglas. At that point, I even question if his name's Doug. So yeah, just so you know, I'm just trying to give you a little bit of insight, things that I've picked up over my time north of the kind of Wyoming fireworks line. You got to find somebody named Doug. That guy's going to know what he's doing.
So probably if there is a Doug in there, he's probably got this bag with like 40 skates and they're all labeled. And he goes, yeah, here's the Superior 3. That's
there
perfect
you go.
For you.
That's
to
what
try
I'm saying.
Out.
He'll know exactly what the hell you're talking
maybe
about.
Maybe if you, you know, in some of these places, I'm assuming if you pay in advance for one of these and just go, but I want to actually try. I'm going to decide between X and Y. But
Doug won't let you choose the wrong one either. He'll just go, no, you can't do that. Your kid is a XY704. Mock,
yeah, well,
you know,
maybe,
whatever the
maybe
hell,
that's
and
true.
Doug will just give it to you.
I've seen some videos where people have done these type of Pepsi challenge type of things with a whole bunch of different blades and different types of players. You know, one I saw was like this guy who was had learned as an adult, so he wasn't like the best of skaters, but you know, he went through. A bunch of these different profiles and tried them out, and at no point did he like fall down, but you could tell there was a qualitative difference to them that you know, he was saying, hey, yeah, this feels different, or I like this, and it'll come down to, you know, preference. Now if you don't have that, my recommendation would be that, well, if you know that a lot of NHL players are using quad zero and your kid's a forward, I would try quad zero. All right, well, I shouldn't say quad zero. I should try an appropriate quad profile for the size of the skate that my kid's wearing. Or the Superior. I've heard lots of good things about both of them, and there's plenty of players that you can look at that are NHL players that are using either of these. I also think that there are players using the Ellipse. And so if you're looking for this, you're looking for a company that offers the Pro Sharp profiling. And like I said, once you look into that, you can find them. And then you have a bunch of different options there. You can buy a pair of blades. Like if your kid needs a pair of blades, a backup pair, then maybe buy the pair of blades, get a profile done. And then, you know, the kid has their current ones. And they can throw in the profile blades and try them out. And if they go, oh my gosh, this is incredible, this is exactly how I like to feel on the ice, then you know. Then,
can I make one suggestion?
Yeah.
Like, you don't tell him, you know what I mean? You just like profile the shit.
Just change them.
Like the blades. Yeah. And then like in an important game, you don't even tell them that you've put them in. You just change the blades
right
before the important game. And, you know, and do a little.
Kid goes out there, face plants right off the.
Get a little bit of fun out of this. You're her father. That's what he's expecting. Later in life, he's not going to respect you if you did not really embarrass him early in life. I don't think that even works at this point. So,
yeah, I saw some video of some people pranking their kids where they had this kid and they had their kid and they had him on a board and the kid was blindfolded and they were telling him that they were going to lift the kid up to the top of the ceiling, but they actually weren't moving him. They had another person with a board that came out and was just over their head. So they said, "Oh, you're up, you're at the top." And you know, this is like maybe a 12-foot ceiling or something. And of course they never moved the kid. And then they're like, "You got to jump off now." And of course the kid jumps and he thinks he's going to like fall 4 or 5 feet and like land. But of course he hits the ground immediately and face plants. And then they all laugh. And I'm just thinking, what is this family? Like, this is the family.
That is a great family. Believe me, that family will be closer than you and
is
I.
Is this the
and
thing
our
that the,
families,
the,
yeah.
the Giffords will be trying soon?
Now, do you mind if I try to bring Lance back into this this episode just a little bit? Before,
yeah, no,
before
I want to hear. I'm curious.
No, this has nothing Lance to do with thinks. The profile.
Oh,
we're done with profile.
I'll give my 2 cents on profiling.
Please do. But when you're ready, I'm bringing you back in with a little quiz.
Let me just finish up and say, I know people are going to ask, okay, you get a profile, how long does it last? So it's a great question. It 100% is dependent on how often your kid is sharpening their skates. The more they sharpen them, the more that profile is going to get worn down, especially if you don't have like a mechanical sharpener, like a home sharpener, because the more variation that there is, you know, you take it to Doug might not be a big fan.
Doug's
of the
gonna
profile.
Do a great job. No damn it, no, take it to Ralphie.
Takes
that, Ralphie's
he's like,
gonna
hey,
screw
look at
that
this.
Up yeah yeah Doug's gonna do fine.
So they say their recommendation is 3 times a season, once at the beginning, once in the middle, once right before playoffs, so that you know you're sort of resetting the profile. The more that you now, I personally wouldn't do that. I'd probably do something like, you know, get 2 sets of blades with the profile and just go with them. And the you know about last third of the season, I'd say swap in your other one, your other pair, and start using those. But you know, it's like anything. And every time you sharpen the skates, it takes some of the steel off the skate, and the more you sharpen them, the more it's going to, you know, degrade the thing.
Right.
So anyway, that's skate profiling, something maybe that more people should be aware of and possibly be doing. I would just say, like, we've thought about doing this with my son for a long time, and we literally just got around to, hey, we're gonna actually try it. Especially when you start to think about the fact that, you know, you might have a 11-foot radius that you're just, you know, just came out of the box and that's all you've ever had. It's worth experimenting. And like I said, most high level players, probably college on up, you know, D1 college players are using profiled skates now. So, okay. Anyway, that's profile.
Well, what I was going to say was, I just remember way back when we were trying to determine, like, okay, you know, the many options of sticks and the curve and the all those different things, you know, and it's like, okay, well, how do you know what is the right profile, what is the right stick? And I'll tell you, for the stick, there was a company way back when, I don't even know if they're around anymore, you guys probably remember,
yeah, I remember.
Bates? Yeah, yeah. And these guys would, I remember they used to come out. And I actually went to, like, they had a warehouse somewhere, like, hours from here. But I drove down to their warehouse, and they had every shaft that they could manufacture, and they had every blade and every type. And the guy just let my sons sit there and shoot pucks after pucks, and then he'd switch it out. And you know, after hours of shooting it, like you said, they finally said, okay, this is my favorite right here. This is my one. And for many years, that's exactly what they used in games. I wish there was a company that would come out with sets of blades and say, okay, here, try this one and go skate. Okay, try this one. You know what I mean? And let you.
Yeah, it seems like an opportunity that should exist in more places. And yeah. Like I said, I know in some... you know, again, depending on where you live, like I saw one, you know, Benny's Custom Skate Shop up in Winnipeg or something. I don't know where it was. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that the people that are local there, you know, they have that option. They go into Benny's and like, here you go, you know, or we're going to be out. We're going to be on rink B here. Come on out and, you know, skate for a half an hour and mess around and try these. But it just doesn't seem to be like, you know, a commonly available thing, unfortunately. So it might be harder for kids to get an opportunity to try it. But like I said, there's not, it's not like there's 50 of them. It's not, you know, it's not a fingerprint. There's two, three, but, you know, three basic ways this has been done, that, you know, the blade's been carved up in terms of these radiuses. And it's either, you know, two zones or three zones or four zones. So right. It's not like it's, you know, and I guess people were sort of doing this by hand with measurement tools and whatnot back in the old days when everything was just manually done. So it's existed for a long time. It existed many, you know, I know I first started hearing about this stuff decades ago. So it's not like it's new. It's just now I think it's going to become a commodity. It's not like that specialty thing where maybe there's the guy who knew this skate sharpening wizard who grew up in Minnesota and, you know, and got a skate sharpened or get profiled when he was 12 and was like, this is it. You know, this is the way I do it. That, you know, now pretty much anybody can get this done at the cost of $35-$40. So considering what everybody else spends, I did promise to, you know, tell people how they could spend more money. I mean, the reality is if you got money and you're already spending, you know, look, like in perspective, I don't know about you guys. Like my kid, the last pair of skates he got was like $1,000 there. You know, to me, if we're talking about $30 or $40 for a profile, I'm already, you know, he already broke like four sets of blades in the last 3 years. What is $30 compared to that? If it might make a real significant qualitative difference to his ability to play the game. I'm going to do it. So anyway, that's just me.
Randy, we're ready for a quiz.
Okay, Lance, let's get to the quiz. We're going to play penalty in just because my daughter was in a tournament this weekend and it was out in Boston. And I want to just go through a couple of things that I saw on the live barn. And I want to just ask you if you can figure this out. Penalty in LA versus penalty in girls hockey, Boston. We've done this with boys hockey. I want to do it in girls hockey. Okay,
coach. How about this? The answer, Randy, is you just cancel the whole game and walk off.
Yeah, they did that once. They did that once when we weren't in Boston. We were actually in Minnesota for that.
Was it 25 minute
in the middle of the game? The ref just went nope, and the guy that mouthed off was the coach that was ahead, and so they canceled the game and gave him the game. Fantastic! Never seen it before in my life. I loved every minute of it. That was entertaining. Okay,
that's a great strategy.
This is some. I know you just mouth off. Anyway, you go into the corner, coach and Lance, elbow to the neck, elbow to the neck. Is that a penalty in L.A.? Yes, I will say yes. In Boston, Lance, David, would you like to guess?
Are we talking about young women here?
Young women.
Okay.
Lance, oh, it's part of the game in Boston, man.
Yeah, that's not a penalty. That's exactly. Let me give you a hint here, guys. It's never a penalty in Boston. I'll just give you a hint. Okay. This is just, we'll go through the rest of these.
But unless the head is removed from the shoulder.
I know, exactly. Right. Okay, here we go. 2 minutes. Here's the second one. Double handed chop to the back of the knees with the stick in LA. That's a penalty. That could be a major even. In Boston.
Is it the goalie doing it though?
No, it was not. But it was a defenseman.
Because I love when the goalies do that.
That's always good, by the way. In Boston, that's still not a penalty. But just so we can go. In Boston, coach, Lance, would you like to guess if that's a penalty?
It's not. She's going for the puck.
No, she's going for the puck. The knees got in the way. Last one.
Get those legs moved out of the way.
Full on mid-ice check. Both elbows up to the front of the mask. Take the puck the other way. Was there a penalty on that play or not? In California, 5-game suspension. The kids would be called in. There would be a hate crime investigation.
The team would have had to. The team would have to have
a fine, something like that. They'd have to have sensitivity training. Now in Boston, what is that?
That is no
penalty whatsoever. That's exactly nice. Right. Thank you, Lance and David, for playing. Is it a penalty in Boston? Well, thank you, listeners, for listening to Coach Raleigh talk about something in so much detail that I'm going to have to take notes. I'm going to get an actual thing. I'm going to get a transcript of this so that I can figure out what kind of profile I need to have on my skates. But I'm not good enough of a skater. I probably won't get one. But for the kids, I think it's a great idea. And it's one extra tool in your bag. And thank you, Coach, for pointing that out and giving us all that education. And if you would like to talk to Coach or you'd like to talk to any of us, please email us at youthhockeypodcast@gmail.com. youthhockeypodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget, if you use the code word Raleigh, you get Lance over at your house giving you a sponge bath. Thank you all for
free profile.
Thank you all for listening, and we will love to see you back next week with episode 12. Thank you.
Remember to visit Gabe Gifford Hockey. The link is in the description and the webpage below.